You're listening to SBS News.
I just kind of lost hope is the best way to put it. I felt like nothing I did mattered, and that they were probably better off with someone else than me managing them. It was just an overwhelming emotional and physical feeling of just not being able to keep going.
That was Naomi Dent. She quit her job as manager of a global medical device company in 2020 as a result of extreme workplace burnout. During the COVID-19 pandemic, huge workforce disruption and changes brought about higher rates of work-related stress. As manager, Ms. Dent felt an added emotional responsibility for her staff, which meant she began to work unsustainable hours without thinking about the consequences for her own health.
Because we were all expected to be at home all the time, I found that we ended up in back-to-back meetings. So I used to call it like chain-smoking meetings, where you'd have, one meeting lit off the back of the other meeting, off the back of the other meeting. And for the first sort of few weeks, I just found myself literally running to the bathroom in between two meetings and being a bit late and trying to sort of snatch food in three-minute breaks and just insane things. So that was a real learning curve of how to put bits in my diary, sort of block out areas so that I could actually eat food, and anything like that. So that was a huge change.
Unfortunately, burnout is an increasingly common experience in Australian workplaces. 62% of Australian workers report feeling burnt out, compared to the global average of 48%. That figure increased to 66% for Australian managers, compared to 53% globally. The Australian Council of Trade Unions conducts a study annually on the attitudes of workers across the country. Secretary General Liam O'Brien says the results show poor mental health is one of the biggest issues confronting workplace safety.
What we're seeing as a result of the pandemic and chronic shortages in terms of workforces in areas like health, education, but also retail, is that those frontline workers are the ones that are copping it the worst. You know, 1 in 5 workers across the country are experiencing poor mental health as a result of their work. But in the cases of those three industries, we're seeing rates of 26, 27, 25% respectively.
This has coincided with recent trends that are redefining workplace behaviours. Phenomena such as quiet quitting and the Great Resignation have gained prominence on social media, as clear from this TikTok clip.
I recently learned about this term called quiet quitting, where you're not outright quitting your job, but you're quitting the idea of going above and beyond. You're still performing your duties, but you're no longer subscribing to the hustle culture mentality that work has to be your life. The reality is, it's not, and your worth as a person is not defined by your labour.
A survey by Allianz of more than 1,500 Australian workers found just a quarter felt their employer had created good support systems for a mentally healthy workplace. 42% said they're considering leaving their organisation within 6 to 12 months. Workplace insurer Allianz says mental health claims have increased by 17% since the start of the pandemic and are mostly related to anxiety conditions. Allianz personal injury manager Julie Mitchell says employers must do more to lead the conversation.
The first recommendation we would make is that leaders are equipped with not only the skills but also the time and capacity to have a really meaningful conversation. Our research has shown that employees' views of what they're looking for in work has shifted through the pandemic. And important for leaders to lean into that and have a conversation with their employees about, are they considering leaving their work at the moment? How are they finding their workload? Having those meaningful conversations is the first recommendation we would make to any Australian workplace.
There are workers who are suffering severe burnout as a result of shifting working conditions, and other workers who are exceeding their workload for the prospect of reward, according to UNSW Business School's Professor Mark Humphrey Jenner. But he says now there is uncertainty over whether the reward will match the effort.
In many organisations and in many office worker locations, that upside seems to be disintegrating. There seems to be a concern that employers will cut wages anyway, or wages won't keep up with inflation, or if you work harder, there isn't actually a payoff. And that's really what the problem is. Basically, it needs to be a quid pro quo. If the employer wants you to go above and beyond, they want you to work more and more hours, there needs to be reciprocity. And the breakdown of that reciprocity is what people are really concerned about in many cases.
For many, like Ms. Dent, recovering from burnout can be a long process.
Stresses impact me more quickly now, you know. I have to take a lot more care of myself. So I really am working towards going back to that full-time situation. But, at the moment I just am really aware that I need to take that time to recover, I suppose, and to see the signs, see the triggers when I'm starting to feel like that, and to put those sort of self-care type processes into place.
There is urgent need for awareness, says Ms. Dent, who is now working part-time for a provider focused on training companies on employee well-being.
HR can only do so much. Employers can only do so much. A lot of it's about awareness. I think I really needed some self-awareness, probably with the help of someone, such as an EAP provider or someone like that, where I could have spoken about how I was feeling and I guess become a bit more aware of how I was creating the burnout as well. So, I mean, I was working the crazy hours. I was going over and above. I was, you know, really emotionally invested in every single person in the team's situation. And I think had I been able to dial that back a bit, maybe I could have navigated it better, you know, but I just didn't really know that at the time.
This story is part of SBS's health and wellbeing initiative, Mind Your Health. Visit sbs.com.au/mindyourhealth, and there you can listen to the Great Minds podcast and find out more about your well-being with stories and information in more than 30 languages. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.